The second ha'ara is the Shulchan Aruch, right in the beginning of Hilchis Nesias Kapayim. It's the very, very first halacha. It's a Rechaim Simen Kuf Chav Ches Sivkot Na'alef. Says the Ramah, Ve'ein lezar lisa kapav afilu im kohen macherim. A zar, someone that's not a kohen, is not allowed to duchen. Says the Ramah, Beperik beis de ksubis, the makar to this is the second parak of Masechtas Ksubis, the zar over base. It's more over there that a zar is over base. But says the Ramah, a zar is not allowed to duchen. Now this Gemara that the Ramah is referring to is a Gemara in Ksubis Tav Chav Dalet Amid Beis. The Gemara over there says, Nesias Kapayim Isser Asay. And Zohar Rashi, what's the Isser Asay? Because it says in the Torah, Koyse Varuch as Bnei Yisrael. Vatabra la Haroin Vel Bonov Lamer. Tell a Haroin and tell Bonov, Koyse Varuch as Bnei Yisrael. Zohar Rashi, Koyse Varuch you, a Haroin Ubonov, Atem Veloy Zorim. You are not a Zor, Velav Haba Mechlal Asay Asay. If you can infer an Isser, so it's considered an Isser, albeit an Isser Aseh. So, Daber Alaharim Valban of Lehme Koysav Aruch as Bnei Yisrael Omer Lehem, says the Gemara, this is a Makar that is an Isser Aseh for a Zor Teduchin. Rashi says, what's the Pasuk? It says, Koysav Aruch, and we learn from there, Atem Veloy Zorim, Velav Haba, Mechlal Aseh Aseh. And this is the halacha that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that the Ramah brings right in the beginning. It's literally chapter 1, verse 1 in Hilchas Nesias Kapayim, by the way, is a very, very long siman in Shulchan Aruch. And the first halacha in siman Kuf Chafei is this halacha that a zar is not allowed to duchen. The bir halacha, right in the beginning of siman Kuf Chaf Ches, clears a shayla. He says, L'chayra l'fizeh yesh l'tmaya. Al minuk ha'olam. The minuk ha'olam is that sometimes somebody will give his friend the bracha. And the bracha that he gives him is, Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmirecha, Yor Hashem panav eilecha v'chuneka, Yisa Hashem panav eilecha v'yasim l'chasholim. Or better, there's a minig in many parts of Klal Yisrael that a father, every single Friday night, he benches his children. He says, Yisim chalikim ke'afrayim u'manasha, Yisim chalikim k'sar rifka rachel v'leya, Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmirecha, Yor Hashem panav eilecha v'chuneka, Yisa Hashem panav eilecha v'yasim l'chasholim. Freitachof, it's chayim ebir alacha. Yesh l'tmai. It's a t'mir gedayla to me. I don't understand how a man could do this. Now, if you're a kohen, I understand. But how could a non-kohen do it? L'chaira, you're duchening. You're benching a yid. Using the words that the Torah said are meant to be used exclusively by the kohanim. Daber alaharim v'albonav lehme koysav archu es b'nei Yisrael amar lehem. And you went ahead and you just said the bracha. L'chaira, it's stated in the Torah that only a kohen is allowed. Not a Yisrael. Koysav archu es b'nei Yisrael. K'subas taf chav dalud amid beis. There's an Isra asay. Atem v'loy zarem. V'lav abam ichlal asay asay. Sefreit the beralacha. L'chaira yesh l'tmaya. He doesn't understand how a zar, how someone that's not a kohen is able to bench his children Friday night. How anyone that's not a kohen would be able to give his friend the bracha. L'chayr is violating this iser of koysav aruch as b'nei Yisrael atem v'loy zarm. Says the Chofetz Chaim. And don't tell me that it's not a problem. Why not? Because I'm not doing it during davening. I'm not doing it after the seyarev. I'm not doing it in the middle of musiv. I'm not standing literally on the duchen, on the platform, in front of the Aron Kodesh with my hands spread out and doing it that way. Says the Chofetz Chaim, it's true that the way Kohanim duchen today is during tefillah. Oh, but that's poshut. It's not ma'akiv in the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim. Says, first of all, let me buy the Shitas Ramban, that there is no Chiyav Tefillah Medai Raisa. So there's no Chiyav Tefillah Medai Raisa, and there's a Chiyav Nesias Kapayim Medai Raisa. There's a Mitzvah Berchas Kainim Medai Raisa. So obviously, one has nothing to do with the other. But he says it's Pashit, even Lashitas Rambam. It was never meant to be Mi Ikar Adin as part of Tefillah. Chazal put it as part of Tefillah. Why? We have a raid bite on that also. Avoidah, we spoke about this in Zvachim. But the point is, it's not a din in tefillah. It's pashit. Even though in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Hilchas tefillah. But again, it's hardnish be'etzim intrinsically with tefillah. We grab the duch in the middle of tefillah. But the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim is for a kohen to go. He meets a yid in the street. He gives him a bracha. Birchas kohen. Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Yor Hashem panav v'lecha v'chunak. Yisa Hashem panav v'lecha v'yasim v'chal sholim. Nu, if Dabra l'harim v'abon of lehme koysav archu. And the Gemara says in Ksubas chavtal on the base that only Kohen's allowed to do it, and the Ramah Paskins ain't Lazar Lisa Kapov. A Zar is not allowed to do it. So how are you ever allowed to do it? It's nothing to do with tefillah. So this is something you should never be able to do. Says the Chafetz Chaim of one Eitzah. You know what my Eitzah is? My Eitzah is, maybe because mitzvah's tzrichas kavana, So when a Zohar does it, he's not having Kavana. So being that he's not having Kavana, so it's for that reason he's not in violation. Because mitzvah tzrichas kavana. So in order for it to be considered a mitzvah, you'd have to have kavana. If you'd have kavana, it would be a problem. But who's having kavana when he does that? Friday night, a father's benching his children. He's having kavana that his kid should be gesund and stark and he should stark. That's what his kavana is. But he's not having kavana to be mekayim the mitzvah of Kaisav Aruch as B'nai Yisrael. So if mitzvah tzrichas kavana, it's very good. But says the Chafetz Chaim, I have a big problem with this. My problem is that it's a big machloikis in Shas, whether mitzvah tzrichas kavana, mitzvah zayin tzrichas kavana. Rosh Hashanah Dav Chav Ches. It's a major shot. Even in Halacha, it's not 100% clear. Says the Chavetz Chaim, if this is true, Im Kain, quote, Yesh Raya Mi Minin Ka Oilam Lahad De Kaim Olam Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. This would be a Raya from the Minin Ka Oilam to Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. Says the Chavetz Chaim, I find it hard to believe. So the Chavetz Chaim says, Medav Zog Anat Teretz. So he says two Terutzim, I'll mention the second. Ties into some Lamda Sheree that we've spoken about in the past. We're not going to go into this now. He says that Ula Yesh Loimar, that being the Chazal were misakin, that the way to duchen is during tefillah, so it could be if a person would ever duchen, quote unquote, shaloi b'shas tefillah, it would be as if he had kavana not to be mekayim the mitzvah of nesias kapayim. And even if you hold mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana, but if you have kavana, shaloi b'tzei says a mitzvah, everybody agrees you're not going to be yaitzah. So says the Chafetz Chaim, once Chazal were misakin, that the way Nesias Kapayim operates is that you do it in the middle of tefillah, some emela would come out that if a person does it, shalei b'shas tefillah, it's as if he had kavana shalei lotzeis, and if it's as if he had kavana shalei lotzeis, it wouldn't be an issue. When did we speak out such a svara regarding the Dogel Mervava's famous kasha? How can a man come home Friday night from shul and be moitzi his wife with kiddush? Women have a chiyuv kiddush midei raisa. A man also has a chiyuv kiddush midei raisa, but the man was already yoitzi his chiyuv kiddush when he davened Friday night in shul. Now he's only mechuyim midirabbanan. If he's only mechuyim midirabbanan, so how can he go ahead? And how could he be Moitzi his wife? The teretz is he didn't have kavana, but that's only good if you hold mitzvah tzrichas kavana. What if you hold mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana? So the Chasam Sofer and others say there's a svara to say that being that Chazal koveya that the way you should be mekayim your mitzvah of kiddush is on yayin, even though it's true you could be yoitzi b'shas tefillah, but it's as if you had kavana shalei lotzeis again. We're digressing, but the point is that's what the Chafetz Chaim says. But there's one very, very interesting anecdote on this topic, and it's mentioned in the svarim of the Baal Torah Tamimah. He mentions it in Sefer Torah Tamimah. He mentions it in his Sefer on Chumash, Tosefes Bracha, that was also written five volumes from the Baal Torah Tamimah. He mentions it in his Sefer Baruch Sha'amar. I'll read it out of the Sefer, Tosefes Bracha, on the Pasuk, Kosev Archu. So he says like this, Shamati me'ish emunim bevilna. I heard from a trustworthy person in Vilna. Sheshama me'oviv ziknoi michutoni. Not sure what this all means. Hagoyin Rabbi Cheska Landau. Now, this is not to be confused with the Noida Yehuda. Hagoyin Rabbi Cheska Landau, who he refers to as the Ravid in Vilna. He was a Meir Tzedek in Vilna. He was Nifter Bishnas Tofresh Lamed Aleph. He was Nifter in 1871. Ben Tishin V'achashana. He was 91 years old. So this Yid was 91 in 1871. So you could do the math. Ki b'yoyim chupasai, the day that he got married, birech oysa hagromi Vilna. He lived in Vilna. And he went to the Vilna Goyen for a bracha on the day of his chuppah. And when he went to the Vilna Goyen, he niach yaday achas al roishay b'shas ha-bracha. The Goyen took one hand and he put it on his head. And he said the bracha, yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. V'yan. We know every single tenuah, every breath that the Vilna Goyen took had a cheshbon and was oiskahalten in halacha ben niglo ben ister. So shalu mikurava v'maisa eila. The people that were all there, they saw the Goyen took one hand and he put it on him. Why did he only take one hand? Sheniach rachiyoda ya'achas al roish ha'mizbarach. The heshiv and the Goyen answered, loy matzinu bracha b'shtei yodayim elu l'kayhana b'mikdash. The only time you find that anyone ever gave a bracha with two hands with the Kehanim in the Beis HaMikdash. So said the Baal Torah Tamimah v'nirali b'kavanasai. De'ba'ofen kezeh b'hanach ashtey yodayim. If somebody puts two hands, havizeh b'chlal atem v'loizarim. It's included in atem v'loizarim. V'oivrim b'loisasei haba m'chlal asei. And you're going to be over on a loisasei haba m'chlal asei. U'kemedum ali shahar b'chachomim v'tzadikim ein ezarim b'zeh. Says, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of chachomim and tzadikim that are not makbid on this. U'beberchaseyim manichim shtey yodayim al roisham izbarech. V'lachem basi l'saper zeh l'mandas. I'm coming to tell this to you so you should know. V'avah pish z'zacharti mizeh b'tor t'mima. Said, I already wrote about this in my sefer Torah t'mima, but I'm saying it again in case you missed it there, you chop it over here. Because this is important to know. It's a maaser rav, literally, from the Vilna Gaon. When he brings it in the Torah t'mima, he refers to it as a ha'ara nifla, he calls it. V'hi ha'ara nifla. This is the maaser with the Vilna Gaon. So he says, this is what he heard. It happened with a meirat tzedek, Reb Yecheskel Landau, the Af Bezdin, he refers to him as, but a Meir Tzedek in Vilna, it happened the Yom Chupase with the Vilna Gaon. It's interesting that if you have the Siddur Agra, it's Kedai to have, and the Siddur Isha Yisrael from the Vilna Gaon, there's so many Marganisa Tavas there. So this is but right after davening Friday night, literally. The last part of Friday night davening that they have is L'dovet Hashem Oyri V'yishi, which sometimes you say. And then right afterwards, Min Hogim Shal Yisrael L'varich HaYolodim B'leil Shabbos Achra Tfilo Oy B'knisa L'bayis. The gamma bonim agdoyle mekablim bracha meaviseyim the nochinu the oimrim lezacher yisimcha lekim kefrayim v'chemenasha ulenekevi yisimcha lekim kesar rifka v'chul the oimrim birchas kainim yivarechecha the chol echad yuchal lahoisef bracha mishaloi kefitzachas l'shayne, and they bring that anyone that wants to add a bracha you can add the mevarchem menichim yad echad ala mizbarech, and the minig is that you should put one hand on the mizbarech. Kach shamati b'shem hagra she'asu levarich b'beiz yadayim levada koyin. That is going to be awesome. But al kaponim, this is the chura of the makar. The makar is that we have a din of daber alaharim v'alban of leimoy kois of aruchos b'nei Yisrael atim v'lo yisorim. It's a gemara in ksubas daf chav dalim b'beiz. And it's Ramah in right in the beginning of the hilchas nesias kapayim. And the bir alocha says it's a tmiya gadol b'am. He doesn't understand how people could say yivarechocha atchem v'yishmerecho b'frad of father Friday night if he's going to give his child a bracha. How could you do so? Something. If he's a Kohen, okay, maybe. But if he's not a Kohen, l'chura, then it's really a Pella. How is this something you'd be able to do? And he starts getting involved in lumdis of the Suga, Mitzvah, Shrichas, Kavanah, Kavanah, Shloilat, says, this is the Maisa with the Vilna Gaon. Maybe if you do it with a Shinoi, and the Gaon held one hand as opposed to two hands, that would be a Shinoi. You see, the hands play a big role with the Kohanim. It's called Nesias Kapayim, right? That's what it's called. But the point is that the Shinoi with the hand, maybe that would be the difference. That's the second Ha'ar.